If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Ottawa Red Blacks running back Greg Bell joins us. And Greg, I want to go through your CFL free agent process. You had an outstanding 2025 season with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, were named an East Division All-Star, rushed for over 1,000 yards, led the Canadian Football League in terms of running back receptions out of the backfield. I believe it was with 62. Did you have contract extension talks with the Ticats prior to the negotiation window?
Yeah, there was contract extension talks with the Ticats, but just business being business and everybody looking out for their best interests, and we had to go another way.
What was it like for you, Greg, your first time in CFL free agency to go through that process?
It was a pretty wild process, honestly, because I thought I was going to sign with the Ticats, but, I mean, that didn't end up happening, so we had to pivot another way, and I feel like I landed in a great spot.
When the negotiation window opened, Greg, which CFL teams did you hear from?
Ottawa. That's really about it. I heard from Ottawa. That's really about it. And my agent talked to Toronto a little bit, but Ottawa was the main team that we heard from.
And did Ottawa hit you up right when they were allowed to at just after noon Eastern time?
They hit me up about 3 minutes after, like right away, though. It was right away, for sure.
And who talked to you first from Ottawa?
Coach Dinwiddie, Coach Gibby talked to me, Sean. My running back coach, I pretty much talked to all the offensive staff, and then Sean talked to me as well.
That sounds like everybody you would want to hear from as a prospective player, yeah, for sure, potentially signing with the Red Blacks.
Yeah, that, most definitely. I mean, that's all the big people you want to hear from and stuff like that, and it made me feel welcome.
What did Ryan Dinwiddie talk to you about on that first call that really made you want to sign with the Red Blacks?
Just how he's going to use me out of the backfield and stuff like that, two back sets, getting me into some receiver role like I was with the Ticats and stuff like that, and just running the ball.
Was there a chance, Greg, after you got to the window, heard from Ottawa, that you could have gone back to the Ticats, or were you just solely focused on Ottawa after the window opened?
It was a slight chance, but it wasn't really – it wasn't there. Ottawa was
when
the
you
main
look-
team.
Makes a lot of sense. When you look at the Ottawa offense with you in there, Drew Brown, they go and add Jake Merritt, quarterback. The offensive line, if it stays healthy, seems like it could be really good. And that receiving core, I think, at least has an argument to be among the best in the league. Did you look at the roster, especially offensively, and was that part of your decision-making process?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that receiving core is definitely a great receiving core. Geno, KP, and the other guys out there as well. Drew Brown's a good quarterback, and I think we can get it done for sure. I know we can get it done.
Yeah, you look at the rest of that receiving core, Keelan White, an up-and-coming Canadian. They go out and add Aiden Eberhart in free agency, and Justin Hardy comes back. He's been with the Red Blacks for his entire CFL career. So, Greg, from your perspective, what led to your breakout season in 2025 with Hamilton?
Just the play calling, Bo getting me in the right situations. Obviously, Kenny Lawler doing what he did, Tim White doing what he did, and then just making plays on the offensive side of the ball, my offensive line blocking for me and stuff like that.
You did flash your potential in the Canadian Football League in your rookie season in 2024. In just 8 games, you rushed 94 times for 625 yards and 6 touchdowns. And you also caught 29 passes for 230 yards and a touchdown. That was all only in 8 games. So how were you able to adapt so quickly to the 3-down brand of football?
I mean, just putting in the work. Paying attention to James, how he was doing things when he was there, and then just working hard, getting in the film room and stuff like that, and just listening to my coaches.
When you say James, you're, of course, talking about James Butler, who used to be with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Just like you, you've moved on to a different team, but now you're going to Ottawa. Greg, how did you first hear about the Canadian Football League?
The old front office reached out to me when I had got released from the Steelers. And at first I wasn't going to come to the CFL because I didn't know nothing about it. But that was my last option. And I told my agent, let's just do it. And I made the best of it, and it worked out well.
So literally you had not heard about the CFL all the way up until you had been released, as you said, by Pittsburgh?
No, I've heard about it, but I just didn't. I didn't know much about it. You know what I mean? I didn't know much about the CFL. So when they reached out to me, Ed Harvey and stuff reached out to me. And then we just made the decision from there. Me and my agent made the decision to go out there and make the best of it.
When Ed Harvey and the Ticats front office at the time reached out to you, what was part of their recruiting pitch to get you across the border? Because I would imagine as an American, you were NFL focused, and rightfully so, because you were on 2 NFL teams, the Detroit Lions and then the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right. Just playing football. I mean, Trayvon Vann was out there. I don't know if he was with the Ottawa Redblacks as well. And he told me that there's been a lot of San Diego people and a lot of people that's obviously from America that's been out there. So, I mean, it wasn't really too much of a conversation, just that they wanted me and I'm welcome if I want to come.
How did you make that decision, Greg, in terms of possibly waiting and weighing, being patient for another NFL opportunity versus coming up to the CFL?
The waiting process was pretty long. So I'm like, waiting is good, but I want to play football. So it's better to get on the football field than wait it out and then don't get the opportunity. So playing football is the main goal for me.
You started your NCAA career at Arizona Western, then went to Nebraska and finished at San Diego State, which has a long list of star running backs to come out of that program. Marshall Faulk being top among them. And there's a whole bunch of other guys, including yourself and your trainer, Danelle Pumphrey, who set a bunch of rushing records. What is it about that Aztecs program that's able to produce so many high quality running backs?
They run the ball. That's the main thing. The Aztecs like to run the ball and they get a lot of great running backs. You got to mention Rashad Penny as well. He went first round. But that's what they like to do is run the ball, and all of us is great running backs.
And you actually still are close to the program, and you have Pumphrey as your trainer. How did that come to be?
We've been cool for a while. I was actually supposed to – I committed there in high school, but I didn't end up qualifying. So me and him been cool since I was a senior in high school, and we just carry on that relationship, and we're going to keep carrying it on and keep building.
You're a San Diego native. As you said, you had that offer to go to San Diego State and play for the Aztecs coming out of high school. That's where you played your NCAA football, at least to end your career. Yeah. How much of a big difference is it for you, Greg, to go from San Diego to Hamilton, or at this point, to go from San Diego to Ottawa?
Ottawa. Not much of a difference. I mean, my football career has led me a lot of places. I've been to UMass, Arizona, Nebraska, Pittsburgh, Detroit. So, I mean, it's not really much of a difference. It's just putting my head down and working.
When you were in Pittsburgh in Detroit, did you feel like you were close to becoming that starter that you probably envisioned yourself being? Or how did that play out for you?
Well, in Detroit, I ended up getting hurt. And then they drafted Gibbs in the first round. So, I mean, I knew it wasn't really close in that aspect. And then Pittsburgh as well, it wasn't really close. But I knew I was just working, you know what I mean? I was just trying to get that spot, but it didn't end up happening.
It's definitely happened in the CFL for you, Greg. You were made the highest paid American running back in the Canadian Football League by the Red Blacks on your contract to sign in Ottawa. But at the same time, you can look at it and say, you go from Hamilton, who was first place in the East Division last year, to Ottawa, who was last place in the East Division. So why do you believe you, the other free agent signings, and Ryan Dinwiddie, among others, can turn the Red Blacks around and legitimately make them a Grey Cup contender?
Coach Dinwiddie has a winning track record. I mean, he's a proven winner. And when I got to Hamilton, we was last place as well. So, I mean, it could turn around quick. I mean, so I believe we could turn it around, and I know we will turn it around.
Do you know anybody else on the Red Blacks roster currently, Greg?
Me and Khalil Pippleton, we was with Detroit together. We came in to the NFL together, so I know him pretty good. Everybody else, I look forward to building relationships with them as well, though.
When you were making your decision to go to Ottawa, was Khalil Pimpleton in your ear trying to recruit you there?
Nah, he wasn't. We haven't really talked like that yet, but when I get out there, we definitely going to chop it up and stuff like that. We talked after the games every time we played, though, so we good. We good.
Greg, what is it about your style that allowed you to lead all Canadian Football League running backs with 62 receptions last season?
Just being able to be versatile and catch the ball off the backfield, I mean, that's something I've been doing since I've started playing football at 5 years old. So, I mean, I'm pretty comfortable catching the ball, and I look forward on expanding that.
Do you feel like you're as comfortable catching the ball as you are getting handed the football?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm more comfortable getting handed the football for sure, but catching the ball is something that comes natural. You just got to work. I just work on my hands every day and try to make sure I'm not dropping no passes so the quarterbacks can be comfortable throwing it to me.
It does seem like you are a natural catcher of the football. How well do you think that's going to fit into Ryan Dinwiddie's offensive scheme?
I think it should fit in very well. I mean, we already talked about how we're going to get me off the backfield and stuff like that, so I think it'll be well.
When you look at the Ottawa defense, Greg, there have been a lot of changes there, but a bunch of players I would imagine you would have gone against to varying degrees in the Canadian Football League. So, you know, I look at the linebacking core in particular has gone over a complete remake. CJ Revis at strong side linebacker, Niles Morgan at middle linebacker, and AJ Allen on the weak side, the outstanding Canadian. How good are those guys in terms of your experience going against them?
That's the best linebacker core in the CFL. I can tell you that right now. And I think they're going to do their job, and I know they will do their job. And like I said, that's definitely the best linebacking core in the CFL.
What makes you say that? What really stands out about those three players?
I played against those guys. They all have high motors and stuff like that. Every single one of them has a high motor, and every single one of them is a dog. And every single one of them wants to prove something. So, I mean, that's what's going to get us over the top, and we're going to do it.
The Red Blacks made a number of free agent signings to try to remake the roster to become a contender in the East Division. Were you keeping track with what Ottawa was doing as you were going through your own decision-making process, and did that factor in all the talent they were bringing in?
Not keeping too much track because I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. But once I signed and stuff like that, I definitely started paying more attention, and we made some great moves, and I think we're ready to go.
Greg, how were you able to make a major financial leap? You go from a 2-year rookie deal in the Canadian Football League to being the highest paid American running back in the Canadian Football League in a short period. So what do you think went into that from a valuation standpoint when front offices and coaches are watching your tape around the league?
First of all, I want to thank God for that, because without him, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now. And then my agent worked his butt off, helping me get to where I'm at, and then just putting in the work in the off season and working hard on the field and stuff like that, being a great person, and then being a great person in the building. So that carries a long way. And I feel like that's what carried into it.
You're talking about putting in the work in the off season. You call San Diego home in the off season, making a lot of Canadians jealous who have to bear the winter up here. But what are your off season training sessions and regimen like down there in Southern California?
I train at like 8:30. I try to get to the gym at 8:30, do some field stuff on the weekends, do some field stuff on Saturday and Sunday. I'm in the gym Monday through Friday. And then I'm doing conditioning Monday through Friday as well. So that's basically it. Nothing too crazy, just grinding.
That sounds busy, Greg. Are there any other CFL guys down there in San Diego that you train with?
Tim White's out here. We haven't got together yet, but we trained last year a little bit, but I look forward to trying to get with him this year. But Tim White's out here for sure. That's the only one I know of so far, though.
You and Tim White were together with the Ticats, but you both have now left. Were you surprised to see Tim White go to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. But it's a business, like I said, so you can't be too shocked when stuff like that happens, because you got to look out for yourself in this business.
Greg, it seems like you're comfortable with the business aspect of football. It doesn't really seem to faze you. Does that come from your different stops in the NCAA, the NFL, and the CFL?
Yeah, so being around the NCAA and the NFL and stuff like that, you see how the business works, and you just got to make sure you're doing the right thing and taking care of business when business is being done.
Well said. In terms of your off-season home, we know you're in San Diego, but what's it like for a player to transition in-season homes? You'll be moving from Hamilton to Ottawa and have to get all your stuff sorted off the field.
It's going to be a little bit of a transition. I'm going to try to actually get that done as soon as possible, get my stuff from Hamilton and drive up to Ottawa. It's like a 4-hour drive, so it shouldn't be that bad, but it's definitely going to be a little transition.
Some guys, from what I've heard, Greg, Americans I'm talking about, they'll drive up. I know Trevor Harris and AJ Ouellette the last couple seasons have driven up from Ohio to Saskatchewan. Are you a drive-up guy from San Diego, or do you fly up, or how do you go about it?
No, I'm a fly-up for sure. I can't make that long drive. I'm a fly-up for sure.
That would be crazy long, man. I don't even know how many hours that would take off the road.
That would be far.
Greg, for the Ottawa Redblacks fans who perhaps didn't want to pay a lot of attention to you playing for the rival Ticats in the East Division, what kind of player are you going to be on the field for them? And also, what kind of person are you going to be in the community in the nation's capital?
I'm going to be a good person in the community, well-rounded. You can come up and talk to me and stuff like that. I'm going to be a great guy. And on the field, I'm going to be electrifying, try to make as many plays as I can and help us win.
There's going to be a lot of eyeballs on you in the nation's capital in what I believe is a stacked offense, at least on paper. So curious to see what you guys can do on the field when the season gets going. Greg, thank you so much for sharing some time with us all the way from beautiful San Diego.
Appreciate that, Justin. Have a good day. Thank you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.